Hey everyone, this is Dr. William Clark, your host of the Dr. William Clark Podcast. Glad to be with you for another episode. This is the podcast where we focus on all things nonprofit fundraising, strategy, and leadership development. Today, I want to talk about what new nonprofit organizations can do to raise money. And, this theme of raising money right after starting a new nonprofit comes up a lot. I get those questions a lot, and there are different variations of this question that shows up. And so my hope is that while this variation of this question will be talked about today, I hope that it connects with you, particularly if you're in that phase where you're new and you're trying to launch this organization and get the resources it needs. But before we jump into today's episode, I want to let you know that this episode is being brought to you by the Nonprofit Fundraising Strategies Academy. This academy was created with you in mind. We created this academy so that you can have access to all types of training and resources to help you start the journey of raising serious money for your organizations. Many people are looking for coaching, they're looking for support, and they don't know where to turn. And we decided to make this program and this platform available to you. If you're looking for on-demand videos that teaches you the three secrets to fundraising, this is the masterclass for you. If you're looking for 60 videos of content, over 60 videos of content that will help you learn step by step how to fundraise, this is for you. If you're looking for a growing library of information that can help you go to the next level of your nonprofit, this is the masterclass for you. If you're looking for live coaching and mentoring on a monthly basis, this is for you. If you're looking for the templates you need to raise money right now for your nonprofit, this is for you. If you want to secure your seat today and be a part of the masterclass, go to nonprofitfundingstrategies.com. Again, that's nonprofitfundingstrategies.com. We got a seat waiting just for you. So for this episode, we're going to talk about what new nonprofits can do to raise money. And one of the things that we always have to use as a disclaimer when we have this conversation is to let our nonprofit friends know, particularly the new ones, that it is highly unlikely your nonprofit organization will position itself to raise serious money out the gate. This is a rare occurrence. It does happen, but the circumstances surrounding this occurrence really follows unique circumstances and situations, such as name recognition, such as a story that is just a standout story and beyond the pale of the typical stories that are out there. And assuming that your nonprofit may not have the name recognition starting out the gate or a compelling story starting out the gate, it's more important for you to understand that raising serious money for your nonprofit out the gate is highly unlikely. However, there is a strategy I think that you can deploy. But before we even share that strategy, one of the things, two things that I often tell students and clients to think about and focus on before they even talk about, before they even think about raising money, is to develop a strategic plan and a fundraising plan. If this is not happening for your nonprofit organization, if you have not taken the time to develop either one of these plans with the help of a coach, consultant, and in context and concert with your board of directors, then you're really stepping out of order in terms of how you can jumpstart the growth of your organization. While I know the feeling of wanting to do something now, right after you got your 501c3 designation, it's driving you, it's pushing you, is pulling you into action. The truth is, jumping into action prematurely, getting the name out there prematurely without a clear plan, a detailed plan, a workable plan, a reasonable plan, really puts your nonprofit at risk of just doing one event and then you're being tired out, discouraged by it, and then you won't do anything for a number of years. I see this happen all the time as people come to me for advice. And my encouragement to you as you're listening to this podcast is before you have your first event, do a strategic plan and a fundraising plan. The question you may be asking is why? These plans are important because a strategic plan will guide your strategy from point A to point B. You got to have a strategy. And the truth about a strategy is while we may have these plans designed and planned out and worked out all the way into the future, the reality is things will not happen according to plan. However, the things that will happen to us on our journey to executing our plan will take us where we need to be and end up at the place that is destined for us. And this is critical for you to understand and embrace as a business operator. This happens all the time in for-profit businesses where people have these businesses, they have these ideas of what they're going to do and how they're going to make it happen, and the reality of the experience jumps in. That dictates the outcome that will be experienced by the business owner. And so I want you to embrace that your plan is a guideline. You may in fact achieve that plan 100% of the time, but let me encourage you to be super flexible when it comes to the execution of your plan. Be stubborn about your goals, but be flexible about the execution. Be stubborn about putting together a plan, but be flexible about how you can make changes to the plan as necessary and as appropriate on the journey. The fundraising plan is the same way. The fundraising plan dictates how you will raise money. How will you bring money in-house? Who will you raise money from? How will you collect the money? What type of sources you're going to collect money from? What things you're going to engage in to raise money? All that stuff, it needs to be detailed out so it can govern every step of the way. Be stubborn about the plan. Be flexible about the execution. Be stubborn about your goal, your fundraising goal, but be flexible about how you get there. This is what business is like, and this is what it's going to be like for your nonprofit. And so as you are doing those plans and you get those plans together, knowing that they're going to change and adjust over time, you now have a foundation to launch your nonprofit and to do things that make sense and to do things that are outlined within your plan. Now, there are three secrets that we teach our students to raise serious money. And number one is you got to have a strategy. We just talked about that. Number two, you got to get results, start to perform. And number three, you got to have strategic relationships. The question on the floor today with this particular podcast is, what can new nonprofits or organizations do to raise money? You got to execute these three secrets. I just broke down the first secret, which is to have a strategy. You got to execute these three secrets, and you can start tapping into smaller grants like community grants from your local retail stores, etc. But you want to start to elevate from there, because those retail grants, while it's exciting to get them for the first time, they run out quickly because they're a little bit of money, $500, $1,000, $2,500. And once you have your first event, that money is gone and you can't go back to that particular funder for another year or two or longer, or if ever. So the truth is, the reality is, you need to have a plan even beyond getting those initial dollars. And there are plans that can be developed that fit your nonprofit organization. So again, what can you do to raise money now? Put together your plan. That fundraising plan, that strategic plan, is much more valuable than that first grant you get of $1,500 from the local Walmart store, right? It's exciting to get that $1,500, but the plan is worth much more than that. And if you don't have a plan in place before, during, and after that $1,500 from Walmart, then you're not really maximizing the potential of your nonprofit organization. And the persons that lose out because of this, it's not you. It's not your board. It's your community. It's the audience that you've targeted to serve. It's the audience you've targeted to minister to. When your nonprofit is not operating at its best, then they lose. They lose by not experiencing the vision that you had to help serve their needs. Your community needs it, and you need to be there for your community. I encourage you to develop those plans. If you want access to plan templates, if you want access to teachings on how to develop these type of plans, I encourage you to join me at nonprofitfundingstrategies.com. We provide all that within the masterclass. It's all there in the platform for you to deal with, to download, to tinker with, to learn from, to ask questions. All that is in the masterclass. All you got to do is secure your seat. I got a seat waiting just for you. Again, join me at nonprofitfundingstrategies.com. This is Dr. William Clark for the Dr. William Clark Podcast, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace, everybody.